911 call to call picker position number 28. San Diego Emergency Johnson.
My dad's beating on my mom.
Okay, what address are you at?
Okay, that's Irma Road, Scripps Landing, apartment number 125.
And this is called Scripps Landing?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Kyle.
How old are you, Kyle?
I'm 9.
Does your dad have any weapons at all?
No.
Like a gun or anything?
No.
And what's your father's name?
Hal.
What's Hal's last name?
Layfield. B-L-A-F-I-E-L-D.
Is he a black man? Is he a white man?
He's a white man.
How old is he? Do you know?
No, he's somewhere in the 30s.
Oh, okay. Where's your mom at right now?
They're fighting right now in the other room.
In the other room?
Yeah.
Are they in, like, the living room or the bedroom?
Yeah, they were in the living room just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you stay on the phone with me, Kyle, till we get the police there and you can tell me what's going on?
Sure.
Okay.
My father doesn't want to leave, but Mom wants him to leave. But he doesn't want to. And I saw him kick her, and he grabbed her. He almost broke her neck. And he's done this before. He's been called on I've called the police a couple of other times. Like long times ago. And there was one time when I ran over to my neighbor's house because it was getting really bad. There was blood all over the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And my stepdad got arrested for a couple of days.
Okay, when you say he almost broke her neck, was he like choking her?
Yeah. Well, not choking her, but he was grabbing her really hard and hitting her.
And that was on her neck, like around her neck? Or no?
Yeah. Around her neck, he did it on her hand, and he hurt her.
Do you know if your father's been drinking or using any drugs that you know of?
No, not really.
Okay.
No. And, Mom said she's going to press charges. Like, how long is it going to be until the police get here, do you think?
They're driving there right now.
Okay.
They're just trying to get there just as fast as they can. So if you just stay on the phone, it shouldn't be very long, okay? You're doing really good. You just have a lot of information for me, and it helps a lot. It helps, you know, so we can get officers out there really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still hear them fighting?
Yeah, they're still fighting. They're mad at each other. Called a lot of times, and it's always been really violent. Been arguing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baby here, too.
Oh, okay. And where's the baby at?
He's around Mom.
Okay, is she holding him?
I don't know.
Okay. How old is the baby?
He's 1. Nobody might answer the door.
Nobody might?
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, you just stay on the line with me. We've got a couple of units driving there. And once they get to the door, then we'll decide what they're going to do. Okay, if they're going to try to maybe come in a window or maybe they can get your mom or your dad to open up for them.
Well, my parents won't open it, then I'll run and get it open.
Okay, thanks a lot. You just stay on the line. It shouldn't be too much longer.
Yeah. It only takes a minute to unlock the door, so they shouldn't be waiting too long.
Okay. And you said, are there any, like, guns or knives in the house? Like, guns as far as you know?
No, not really.
Who is that you're speaking with?
It's my mom.
Oh, okay. Is she able to talk?
Yes.
Is she able to talk to me? Can I talk to her?
Sure. Here.
Thanks a lot.
Hi.
Hi. This is Miss Johnson with the Fanico Police Department.
Hi. This is Lori DuPont.
Oh, okay. Lori, I'll tell you, we've got police on the way to the address. Is your husband still there?
Well, he has agreed to leave, and he is, you know, expecting us to drive him to his mother and father. They live in Imperial Beach, and I don't mind doing that. I would rather not have a police scene here.
Mm-hmm.
He was violent with me. There's no marks or anything like that.
Okay.
There, and he grabbed my arm, and he shoved me, and...
Well, I'll tell you, we...
Emotionally disturbing to me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, ma'am, I was speaking with...
Pardon me?
I was speaking with Kyle on the phone, and he said that, he witnessed, you know, your husband kicking you.
Yeah, he
and
things like that all the time. I mean, it's...
And said that, I guess he witnessed that he saw him with his hands around your neck.
Yeah, he does. He does do things like that.
Uh-huh.
It's a regular panic thing around here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he's willing. He's got all of his things gathered, and I'm really confident that there's not going to be a scene about this. It's,
well, I'll tell you what.
Taken there, and I really don't want there to be any...
It's too late for that. It's too late for that.
Yeah.
We're coming out. We've got three officers coming out there right now, and we're past all that,
well,
not having
it's
a scene.
It's so weird. It's like I'm to the point in my life where I think it's like a natural thing for someone to do that to you.
No, and see, it's
I
not.
Know, and I just...
And I'm sure you know that.
You're thinking it's the wrong thing, and...
Well, no, my thing is, it's just that thinking about whether, not even getting into whether it's right or whether it's wrong,
uh-huh.
It's your children seeing it.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I don't have any marks on me.
But I'm not even speaking about marks.
Pardon me?
I'm not even speaking about marks. I mean, I spoke with Kyle while I was talking with him on the phone, and for a 9-year-old, he was able to tell me how this happens before, how he's been violent, and talked about the blood and
battered women's shelters like 4 different times.
Yeah.
I hate police scenes. It's so embarrassing.
Well, but what about the scene that just occurred? I think that's worse, don't you think?
Yeah. It's been really emotional for me to even come home anyway, but I don't want a police scene here. It's so embarrassing.
Well, ma'am,
we just had that here, you know, and I took him back, and I took him like an idiot, so we just, like, let it be this way where I just take him down with mom and dad and stuff.
Okay, well, ma'am, what do you think it says to your kids there when they see him, you know, hitting and...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Either way.
Well, the thing is that we have, by law, we have to come now. You know, we can't just say, okay, we're not going to come out. Because people are dying because of this very incident, just like this.
No, and I've been nearly killed before. It's horrible. But you sort of feel like, well, I'm... Oh, well, anyway, you just sort of feel like, well, I put myself in a predicament of this, and maybe I should give him a chance, you know?
Well, no, I understand, and then you have children. You know, I understand, you know, you have children, you have a family, you want it to be normal.
Yeah, I do.
And there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting that, but at the same time, there is something wrong with your children being exposed to all this, and not only him being exposed to it, but yourself, you know, being exposed to it.
Okay, I can hear kind of what you're saying, but the baby, see, he's the door open, he thinks, oh, we're going to go, so he wants to go, right?
Oh, well, you know, you can, but he's what, 1 year old or something
well,
like
that? He's 19 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Almost 20 months. Yeah. Okay, well, if you think, oh, come here, honey. So then what do we have to do? Wait?
Yeah, because I want you to stay on the line with me till we get the police there.
Sometimes it takes them a long time.
No, I have two units already there. They're going to be walking in, so you just stay on the phone with me and I'll let you know when they're at the door. Or you might even hear them knocking at the door. But they're already out there.
Well, my husband thinks it's okay to grab my throat and grab my hair and hit me. And
has he been to jail?
He thinks it's okay. I don't understand that. It's
has he
to the point where I think it's okay? It's sick. I mean,
has he been to jail?
It must be okay.
No. Has he been to jail?
Yeah.
He has?
Yeah.
Has, I mean, for an extended period of time?
I don't deserve to be hit.
You don't.
I'm a good person. I make really good money. I'm a professional person. I don't understand why my personal life is so terrible. You know, but then he'll be so wonderful for a few weeks, and it's just that's why I go back. And I don't want you to think I'm a really person of really bad judgment, because I'm...
But no, and
I don't
not,
see myself that way.
No, and I don't want you to think... I'm not here to place any kind of, you know, judgment or even think about judging anybody. You know, because it's not even about that. It's about your children are suffering, you're suffering, and we need to try and help, try and make it right.
He just left. My husband left.
He left?
Yeah, he left.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of vehicle he's driving? What kind of vehicle is he leaving
in? He doesn't have a vehicle.
Okay. So he's walking away?
He's taking my vehicle. I better make sure I have my keys covered. Oh, man, maybe I don't have my keys covered. Oh, gosh. Usually I always make sure that I have my keys. Well, he can't take my car. He doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
And he doesn't have a key to your
no.
vehicle. What kind of vehicle do you have?
I have a Saab. It's like an 83 older vehicle, the Saab.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he would try and take that.
Is there another vehicle that he might
nope.
could take?
No.
Okay.
No. I think he's probably afraid of being arrested, but they can't really arrest him, right, if he hasn't really made any physical evidence on me.
No, well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have physical evidence. The big key right here is having all this on tape about what your son saw and witnessed, and, you know, he's going to need to be taken out of there.
I don't want him to come back anyway. That's why I just wanted, basically, I just was hoping that, I really didn't want any police involvement. I just wanted him to leave. And sometimes you need to have some kind of leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sad. But that we were hoping for tonight, I think. Because we didn't think it was going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And how can someone do that after being arrested? But they can. Because they really can't help it.
You said he can't help it?
Yeah, he can't. He really can't control himself, I don't think.
Then he needs to definitely be somewhere else. You know, he needs, like, some professional help. And I'm not trying to be a therapist, but for someone to inflict harm or injury on another person and not be able to control it, you know, there's something wrong with him that needs to be corrected by some professional or attempted to be corrected by a professional.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and just...
I know you're right. But
that doesn't make it...
Please, not my favorite thing to do.
And it doesn't really make you feel better, you know. You know what I mean? You still have the situation.
If he's here, should I let him in?
If who's here? If the police are? Or if that...
I can't see who's here. If someone's ringing the doorbell.
Oh, okay. I believe it's the officers. Let me check to make sure.
A minute.
Uh-huh.
Well, nobody's there. So. Kind of strange. Yeah, I don't know who was here if the doorbell rang. Maybe it was her. I don't know. They're gone now. You there?
Yes, yes,
okay.
I am.
Yeah. You know, you've been really supportive.
Well, you know, I'm really glad. You know, it's a really hard situation, you know, that you're in. It's really hard.
It's so funny because you just start feeling like you don't even know what normal is. I mean, I've been married before. My husband was really, he was very passive. He wasn't abusive at all. And
mm-hmm.
you forget what it is to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
And you start feeling like, well, this must be what it's like. I mean, you
because
kind of know
little,
it's not, but you start feeling like, well, maybe I provoked it. Or maybe
you
deserved it.
Because it happens so subtly. It's so subtle.
I know.
You know.
And you're having an argument. And people argue. I think it's normal to argue.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
I think it's normal. But when you're arguing and you get latched onto, or, you know, your throat grabs, or you start thinking, gosh, I must have been really offensive. You know, you start thinking, well, I must have done something, but you know, it's not what you did. you know, it's okay to argue. You shouldn't be just inflicted upon that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a point of view that isn't right for the other person. Well, at least I've never had that feeling where I've got to grab somebody or hurt them or punch them or...
Because, see, that's the line.
I've never felt that way.
And, see, that's the line that, you know, most of us don't cross. You know, everybody doesn't do that, but some people do. They cross the line. And it is a very, very dangerous place to be, you know, you being on that line or on the other side of that line, because people are just dying because of it. They are. They are. There's, you know, there's no way to sugarcoat this, you know, to say, well...
No, I don't want my babies to ever see anything.
You know, or...
My kids are so much to me. They're everything. I live for them.
I know how that is. I really do.
The lady in the police department, what do you want to say? My son Kyle wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. You've been a really big help.
Well, I'm glad. You were just so wonderful on the phone. I mean, you had the right information, address, and everything. You were wonderful. You should pat yourself on the back.
Last weekend, my mom had a bloody nose.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Man, you should have been here when the last, the biggest fight last time.
Oh, my goodness.
It was blood everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
All over the bed. It was smeared all over the door.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the toilet.
Oh, my.
On the door of the bathroom.
Did the police come out for that?
Yeah.
They did? Oh, my.
And it was all over the sink counter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Ugh, scary.
Thank goodness that's over, huh?
Yeah. I bet he'll come back someday. I bet he'll come back.
Well, let's hope he can get some help, you know.
Already goes to a class.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He went in one and, well, we ran all the way from New Mexico, because first I lived in New York. I moved to California. We met Hal there. Then we moved to New York again. And then there was a lot of flights there. And, let's see here. And then we moved to... Oh, the police are here.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then we moved to New Mexico. We had a couple flights there. So we packed during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went all the way to California again.
Oh, my goodness. You've been doing a lot of traveling then.
Yep. I went across the United States 2 times.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, that's a lot of traveling.
Yeah, we spent a lot of gas, too.
Yes, and a lot of miles on the car, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Did the car ever break down?
I can't really remember.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign then. Chances are it probably didn't break down.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a lot of flights in New York. We lived there probably the longest. We lived in New Mexico the shortest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we left my school during the day. I left school early.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom told my teacher that we weren't going to be back. And she told him all about the problems and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we drove back. Actually, no, she didn't pick me up early. I went home. And then when I was home, the police officer was, Mom was waiting at the door, mm-hmm. and then she said, hurry, get whatever you want out of your room. We can't take everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we got in the car and drove to California, and here we are.
Oh, my goodness.
This really, really bad fight. There was one in the car. One time, everybody was bleeding except me and my brother.
Oh, my goodness.
And it started when we were at Sizzler. And Hal asked Mom for a pen. Well, Hal said he needs a pen, and he said, okay. Mom said, I'll get one. And then he asked the waiter for a pen, and Mom, and he was flirting with the waiter and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So Mom took her glass of wine and dumped it on him, and then he took his and dumped it on Mom, and some of it got on me.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it smelled all like wine. Then we left. We went and got in the car, and then it was, and then all, a whole bunch of neighbors gathered up around the car, and they were staring inside watching the fight. There was blood all over the window. He kept taking her head and smashing it as hard as he could.
Oh, man.
Died that night.
Oh, man. Well, Kyle, do you ever, do like you and your mom ever, like go to a, like a counselor or anything like that to talk about, you know, the things that have happened?
No.
Or that you've seen?
No, just Cal.
Just Cal? Oh, man. Okay.
We went to the same safe house about three times when we were in New York, and then when we got to California, when we just moved here from New Mexico,
uh-huh.
We stayed at the safe house for like a couple months.
Uh-huh.
Like about five or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was all kinds of nice people there.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, yeah, there were counselors. At the safe house, there were counselors. Each day they talked to us. Uh-huh. It was really fun. They bring movies that I've always wanted to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to hear that some good things have been happening.
Yep.
You know.
And then we moved here, and Al called, and he said, I'm in California right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be at the San Diego Ice Arena. So I drove up to the San Diego Ice Arena, and he was there. He said he would be in a U-Haul,
uh-huh.
and he got in, and we saw him, and he was in a U-Haul.
Uh-huh.
And then there was no fight that night.
No.
When they got back together.
Oh.
And the fight started again.
Oh, my goodness.
So this night...
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, Kyla, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. I'll tell you, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you. You sound like you're just such a nice and smart person. I just wish nothing but good things for you, okay?
Okay.
And you try and help your mom, okay? And hopefully, you know, all you guys can get the situation straight with your dad and hopefully get him some help.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Time 22. October 25th, 1994, time 18:29 hours, 911 call to call taker position number 9.
Cindy, please, Simmer to Sea Line, Sylvia, may I help you?
My mom and my stepdad are having they're fighting. My stepdad keeps hurting her.
Well, the fist fighting, is he hitting her with his fist?
Yeah.
Do you know what your address is there?
Yeah, it's 9970
uh-huh.
Irma Road.
Okay, so you're
in Landing, uh-huh. apartment 125.
Okay, and what's your name, huh?
Kyle.
How old are you, Kyle?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 9.
Okay, and who else is there? Are you the only child there?
Well, I have a baby brother here, too.
Okay. Where is he right now?
He's walking around outside, watching him fight.
Where are they fighting, inside or outside?
Inside.
In the living room or?
Like in the hallway.
And where are you calling from?
My bedroom.
How old is your baby brother?
One.
Are there any weapons in the house, you know, guns or knives or anything?
Oh, there's lots of knives in the kitchen.
Okay, but they're not using those right now or anything?
No.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and send the police out there.
Okay.
Have they been out before on this, the police?
Oh, yeah.
They have?
Yeah, it was about two or one month ago, I called.
Are you okay? You going to be all right?
Huh?
Are you going to be okay?
I think so.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and send the police out there.
Okay.
And you can get your little brother and just keep him with you till they get there. They're already on the way right now.
Wow.
Okay.
How'd you notify them?
Well, it's 911, and that's a high priority call if somebody's fighting, so we're going to go ahead and we try to get them out as soon as we can.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to stay on the phone till they get there, or?
Yeah.
incidents happened before in the past? Your mom ever had to go to the hospital or anything?
No, but she had a couple bruises.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's been bleeding and stuff.
How long has this been going on today, just now, before you called?
About 2 hours, and it started to get really bad just now.
Do you know why? Has your stepfather been drinking or anything?
No. He hasn't been drinking. Well, like, he had, like, one beer or something. He's not drunk at all. No one's drunk. Just a really bad fight about something. I heard something about work.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did your mom work, too, or just your dad?
They both work.
They both work? They just got upset after they came home from work?
Yeah. And I hate it when they fight.
Yeah, that's...
Happens about every night, except it's usually just arguing.
They don't usually don't hit each other?
Yeah. I've called a couple times.
Have you?
Yeah. I think only this one and the last one were at this house, as far as I can remember.
Did you just move? Did you used to live somewhere else?
Huh?
Did you used to live somewhere else, or in San Diego, though?
No.
No?
In New York.
In a different city?
Yeah.
Well, you do a good job on the phones. I mean, you give us a lot of information, and that's good. That's what the officers need, so they know what type of call they're going to.
It's my stepdad. It's not my real dad.
Did he seem upset when he came home, your stepdad?
Well, you know, my mom, she just... They're just arguing and pushing each other and slamming. My stepdad usually goes for her neck.
Well, we're going to get some help out to you guys.
How long will it be until they get here?
Well, I'll stay on the line with you. They're on the way. I'm not sure what call they're coming from, but they're on the way right now. So it's going to be two officers.
Two officers?
Uh-huh. One's Officer Hodges, and another one's named Officer Brian Young. Is there somebody in the background talking or making noises?
It's only me, my brother, my mom, and my stepdad are here.
Where are they right now? Are they still in the hallway?
I don't know. My door's closed.
Do you hear them arguing anymore or fighting?
Yeah. And I hate having to call the police.
That was probably the best thing. I can offer some help. What happened?
I just heard my stepdad yelling and pushing her against the wall. It was the last time I called.
Uh-huh.
It was so bad because I ran over to my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I've called three times. I didn't call this one time. I went outside and I ran over to my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
And she called the police. His mom called the police. And they let me for a couple hours play Nintendo and then I went home and I looked in the back room where the fight was.
Right.
There was blood everywhere.
Oh, really?
It was splattered on the toilet.
That's
all over
good.
The wall, on the sink, on the mirror, everywhere.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Somebody got hurt then, your mom or your...
Yeah, it was my mom. She had all types of... All these cuts and bruises.
Too bad. Your parents might need counseling. They might need to talk to somebody that...
Yeah, my stepdad's counseling.
Uh-huh.
But he's been counseling for a long time. You know those safe house places?
Uh-huh.
We went to those places lots of times. We always run in New York. We didn't call the police, but my stepdad smeared my mom's blood all over her face.
Oh, Okay.
It was kind of dark. I was half asleep, but my mom brought me and my brother out to the car. And we went to my real dad's house. My real dad was really nice, and he give us food and stuff.
Does he still live in New York?
Yeah, my real dad's in New York.
Where's your little brother right now? He's still in the other room, or?
It sounds like he's, in the hall.
Is he crying or anything, or he's okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He's just making weird noises like that, you know, baby noises.
Yeah. What school do you go to, Kyle?
Huh?
What school do you go to?
Miramar Ranch.
Oh, okay. Are you in the fourth or fifth grade?
Fourth
grade.
Well,
I'm sorry.
What's he doing? Is he trying to call someone?
Yeah, and he doesn't know how to dial.
Okay, hello.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Let me go ahead and verify your address. Are you at 7442 Pembroke Court?
Yeah.
And your phone number, of course, I have that.
Yeah.
Okay, everything's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Argument.
Okay.
They just decided that they didn't like that. I apologize. But my little girl is... I'm curious if my little girl for calling it, but that's fine.
She's upset?
Well, yeah.
Okay, she's scared.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the point.
Okay, has any hitting been going on?
No.
No, are there any alcohol involved? Are you,
no,
have you
there's
been
no alcohol or drugs, no drinking at all today.
Okay, so, and where's your wife right now?
She's right here and she's mad at me, but hold on.
Okay. Hello? Hi, Mr. Schweiger?
Yes.
Yes, this is the 911 operator, and, you know, we received a phone call from there. We wanted to know, do you all, anyone need any medical help or anything like that?
No.
Okay, there's just a fight going on?
She's a little out of control, but please don't send anybody.
Okay, I understand.
It's fine.
Daughter, that he was hitting you? Has he done this in the past?
We're just packing to move, and there was some stress.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're just real concerned about your welfare. Okay?
Yes.
And we are going to ask an officer to come by.
No.
Okay. Why are you concerned about an officer coming by?
Please don't.
Okay.
I
hear you saying you don't want someone to come by. Can you tell me why?
It's fine. Okay? Just please don't.
Okay. I need to know why you don't want someone to come by.
Just please don't.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay. Well, now that we do have officers en route, we can't cancel that, so they are coming by.